Today's learning Shmuel Chaim Luz. I'm Shem Shai. Moshe Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Zeros. Shem Nachum and Moshe to be schus for Shalem Chaim Moshe and Malka and Bracha Bas Sar Malka. But Hitzim and Fegel Din and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding Simon Resh Mem Vav. Just trying to find a place. I believe we are middle of Sif Gimel. Okay, and we are right after the first Rimah in Sif Gimel. For those looking inside, it's page 18. In the Dirchu Mishnah Berurus. Okay. David, you're still posting the pictures, right? I assume. Oh yeah, he is. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Good. So great. So those who want to see it, they're posted in the chat. All right. V'im Hishila Ayaskira. So we're talking about over here lending to a guy something. 1 second. I think I am wrong. That's the way we're up to. Let me just make sure. Yes, that's where we're up to. Okay. Now, so we said that you can't go ahead and rent or lend something, an animal, right? Right before Shabbos, right? Just make sure that I'm doing the right place. Yeah, we are. Okay. Because we have a mitzvah of our animals resting on Shabbos, okay? And therefore, you can't. And we also, the Ramah said, that it's not enough to make a condition that he won't work with it on Shabbos because we don't trust him. We discussed some of those situations of where we can possibly trust him, okay? Now the Mechaber continues. V'im eshila a yaskira lein Yehudi, you rented it or sold or lent it to a guy in a way that you're allowed to. So you did it a number of days before Shabbos, not right before Shabbos, and you made the deal with him, lachzir like kodem haShabbos, and that you made the deal with the guy, you got to bring back my animal before Shabbos, v'ikva b'Shabbos, but the guy didn't do it. He didn't live up to his part of the deal. Now you got a problem. Comes Shabbos, it's a few minutes before Shabbos, you realize the guy didn't return your animal, and we don't trust him that he's not going to work with it on Shabbos, and you have a chiyuv of shvisas behemta. Your animal's not allowed to work. So what should you do? Yafki reni, so the Mechaber gives you a solution. Yafki reni beinu lebein atzmai kodem Shabbos. Amongst yourself, we'll talk more on that. Do you need to be in front of other people, not other people? But be mafker it, make it hefker. So now the animal's not yours. Or say, behemti kanuni le'en Yehudi. Or say, my animal, I'm maknit to the guy. We'll have to see how that works as well. Kidei sheyinatzam isur daraisa, says the Mechaber, your animal working on Shabbos is a daraisa. The guy didn't live up. You got a problem. It's very nice he didn't live up to his deal. But you got a problem that your guy, he's going to work on Shabbos, which is an isur daraisa. So let's see the Meshabura on these solutions. V'yafkiren, yishvi mafker. V'zeh dafke b'di'evet. Shekva hisna imay v'ikva b'Shabbos. This is only b'di'evet. You made the deal properly that he has to return it to you before Shabbos. But he didn't. Don't go ahead with this plan and don't go ahead and with this plan and do this intentionally. Even if you're going to go ahead and do an absolute hefka, you can do it in front of three people. Because not everybody knows about the hefka. And people are now we're going to run into a Marisayan issue. People are going to see your animal by the guy, and they're going to say, your animal's working on Shabbos. Even by selling, that you actually sell it, you can't just go sell it to him for a day. Even if you're going to say a sale for a day is valid, with an option to buy it back, that would also not be good because then people know it as your animal. When you sell the animal, people know it as the guy's animal. When you don't sell the animal, you just sell it for the day, they know it as your animal, and therefore they're going to be chayched you. So this thing that the Mechaber is telling us, be mafgarit just amongst yourself, that's only because you did everything right. Now you ran into a problematic situation. Therefore, we give you this solution of what you should do, but not that this should be your chatchiladik approach. That is the Shita of the Mechaber. However, Vabach Mata Lechatchila Lahaskal Dashif Granny B'Fnei Shloisha. He says, if you're going to go not Beinai LeBein Atzmai, meaning just amongst sort of you announce it to the skies, but you go in front of three people and you say, I am officially being mafker my animal for being mafka my animal. The cave in the shloisha yodim, since three people know, mefasimils v'layavil dei chashada, people will know that this is what you did. Ubishas hatchag ef sheshias lismechal dvarav, says the Chafetz Chaim, maybe bishas hatchag, where you have no other choice, you can do this. Ubisayf hazim in nevar im yitz Hashem. At the end of the simon, we're going to get more into this. So far we had the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us that you went ahead, you lent your animal to the guy, you made a deal, he has to return it for Shabbos. He didn't, be mafkarit amongst yourself. The Mechaber holds that this is not a lechatchila dika solution. This is only a backup in an event because you did everything properly and it didn't work out the way it's supposed to. However, the Bach says that if you want, you can lend it to him. And this is another, either don't tell him return it before Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos, go to three other people and say, the guy has my animal, I am being mafka my animal, it's hefker. And now everybody knows you are mafka the animal and it's not your animal. Right after Shabbos, you can be kinder again. Hopefully nobody else will be kinder before you. Okay? Beina lebein atzmai, sha'oz ein mitzuv al shvisasa, kem shein shaloi. Why does the hefker work? It's not yours. It's not yours. You're not mechuyev that it shouldn't work. She'kvar of kira, because you are mafka it. Now the Mishabur is going to address this. Normally we say that Hefker has to be in front of three people. Zihu midrabanan. That is midrabanan. Now what's the reason in front of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say that in order for really to work is essentially three people. One guy could be kainit and two guys can be the witnesses that you are mafkarit. So that's why three people is a true Hefker. However, even if I just say right now, my animal is hefker. Nobody heard me say it. It's valid, midaraisa. Over here, well, you did everything properly. You made the deal that it should be returned back to you before Shabbos. The ikva, now the guy held it back and didn't do what he was supposed to do. It's enough to be mafker just amongst yourself in order to be saved from the issa daraisa. But I am basically as Pesachans of Sarim, the Gam Bekan, Afshu, but the ever been in Dafka Tlasa. So the Bach said, in front of three, you can do Lechatchila. The Mechaber said, never can you do Hef, you rely on Hef Lechatchila, only but the Evid. The Beis Yosef says that, yes, don't rely on being Mafka Lechatchila. But even if you're going to have to do it as a backup plan, because the guy didn't return, you should do it in front of three. If he's able to do it, better to do this hefka in front of three. You should at least be in front of one person. The rabbi migdolei paskim sevrim. There's many of the paskim who hold that after raisa ain't a hefka shiafgareni al kaponim b'fnei adam echad. There are many paskim who hold that hefka without anybody hearing you saying it is not hefka. So you should at a minimum you should have, says the Chafetz Chaim, you should have one. According to the Beis Yosef, you should have three when you do it. The echad, the one that you need, it's enough to be a member of your family, is enough. Now, the other solution the Mechaber gave us is to say, "Behemti knu yalei Yehudi." My animal is a makne to the guy. I am a gnavron shadaitai. The dafkim oimalei befonav behemti knu yalech doesn't work for me to sit in my house and say my animal's nikna to the guy. I have to say it to the guy. The oz meschaben ein yehuda liknei. So the guy has a mind to be kainet. V'hi nikna slay by mirazaya. Now it becomes nikna to him. Kevin shibrish susai. Since it's standing in the guy's property, v'kanyalei chatzerei. And the guy's chatzer, courtyard, is kainet. Avalim oim mekain shaloi b'fanav. If he says it, not in front of him. Like kanein yehuda klal. How did the guy kainet? Just the fact that I sat in my house, I said the guy should be kind of the animal. What effectuated this kinyan? The guy never actually made a kinyan. Va'afilim zika lo yisrael deyachar. I tell another guy, you be zeichet for the guy. Gam kelei ma'anik mevar b'chayshem mishrusim reish ben gimel sif yudalit. When you look at the hilchis kinyanim over there, there's no kinyan happen. V'chein hiskem aprimigadim ashar chaynim ka'amagan avram. The pashet afilim ba'omim behemti knu yilach. Be'inin sheyil ezeh gam psikas damim. It's not just enough. You have to say how much money you're paying for it. So the Mishabura took a lot of ear out of plan B, right? Plan B was, I'm makanet him, but the way the Chafetz Chaim explains it, it's only going to work if I actually say to the guy, you be kind it, and it belongs to you for X dollars, right? Otherwise, it doesn't work. So really, the answer is yes. A goy can make a kinyan. It's just different rules than the kinyanim that a yid makes. Yes, there is kinyanim rules for a goy. There's kinyanim rules for a yid. They're different. Okay, but yes, absolutely, a goy could be kind of something, and I'll prove it to you. What do every Pesach? We sell our chametz to a goy, and that's a very, very complicated sugya. We get to Hilchos Pesach. We'll try to go into it. If you read the shtar that you sign, and then if you would go to the Mechiras Chametz, I never went, but I've heard from people who've been there. They're very makbe because there's all different shitas and how a goy can be kinyan. Remember, the goy's not coming to your house and picking up your chametz, right? So there's all different shitas. So they need to figure out how to make sure that according to all shitas, the goy was actually kinyan, right? So that becomes a very complicated sugya. But yes, there is kinyanim for a goy. So then the Mechaber said that the reason we allow you to do this kadeshi tells us what we said before. Don't lechatchila be saimach on, and I'm going to, unlike the Bach, don't lechatchila be saimach that I'm going to rent it to him, and it comes Shabbos be mafkert. Then I'll be maknet to him. People don't know about it. Yeshkan chashash maris canal, as we said before. But I'm a sefer simon. We'll get more into this in the end of the simon. Okay, so that's what you do. If what the Mechaber told us, that was solution if the guy didn't listen to what you were supposed to do and bring you back the animal. Okay, let's go to Rima now. Says the Rima, the im roitza yochal afgira lefnei shloisha bnei yadim kedin shar hefka. Right, he says you could be mafgirt in front of three, and now we satisfied the beis yais of shita also. Now b'afilo hacha and shum adam yochal liskaber, says the Rima, very interesting. Even if I'm mafka in front of three, don't be worried that somebody's going to go and quickly wait around a minute after Shabbos. He's going to jump into the guy's property and be kind to the animal from Hefka. That it's clear this Hefka, you could make Hefka with conditions, right? And since it is clear that I'm being mafka, so I shouldn't be over the Issa Dairaisa, another yid doesn't really have a right. I'm saying I'm removing my ownership from it, but it doesn't give you a right to actually go and take it. A very interesting twist to the halachas of hefka. We've always understood hefka means I'm mafkered something. Anybody wants can take it, right? Says the Rama, very interesting, that it's hefka to remove my ownership of the animal, but it's not hefka that you can go ahead and be kind of. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. The Vade and Kevin Nasai. Right, so Lai, Mishnah Vade, Lai, but that is Shai Hefka Lai. My intention isn't that it should remain Hefka. Kimu Yoyma Shabbos Avad, only for Shabbos itself. Kedei Laf Gima of Issa Shabbos. La'acha Shabbos, Yachshul Shusai. The second Shabbos is over, it comes back into my property. Avo B'yoyma Shabbos, Gufer, Bevade, Hefka Gomer. So it's very interesting. I'm Mafgarit, it's Hefka from the second Shabbos comes into the second Shabbos comes out. The Gamze, Mikri B'Shem Hefka. This is called Hefka, Kedei Issa B'Gemara. Hefka for a day is hefka. So if I went ahead in front of three of you and I said my animal's hefka, clearly I'm only doing it not to be over this of Shabbos. The hefka goes into play the second before Shabbos and goes out of play the second after Shabbos. So you have it's impossible for you to be kainit. What are my chayshes? So what happens? Maybe somebody's going to be kainit on Shabbos. The guy's not going to allow it because he's working with my animal. He's not going to let you come into his property and take it away from him, right? Besides the fact you'd be over to Shabbos, right? Possibly be over to Shabbos, depending on the situation. If you're doing mashicha on the animal, that would be doing work with the animal. So you would, l'chayra, you would be, right? You're not allowed to call to an animal, you're not allowed to pull an animal. The whole discussion by people who have dogs is a separate shiloh, what you're allowed to do with it, whatnot. If anybody has a dog, make sure you speak to a rav. It is a very complicated area of what you could do and what you can't do with a dog on Shabbos. So anyway, over here, so it's beautiful. You can be yaitza. You can take care of. You don't have to go like the Mechaber says the Rama and be mafka just amongst yourself in order not to run the risk of somebody be kind. We have the Beis Yosef who says that he needs at least three. We have the other Achrayim who hold, the other Paiska hold, you need, for sure, you need one. He says, don't worry about it, because you can make it literally Hefka just for the day of Shabbos, and this way it solves all your problems. Okay, let's stop over here, and we'll continue with the Rama Hashem tomorrow. Oh,
Yasher
so why can't we
koach.
be mafker chametz? Why can't we be mafker chametz on Erev Pesach? So you technically could, right? Let me just shut the recording off because that's on the gate to this.